Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. April brings us the bad news of tax season and the good news of the return of gardens and our farm fields. And our friends, the Maryland farmers, have spent the winter poring over their seed catalogs, planning on how to best please their customers this year. And of course, it's not too late for amateurs like us to do the same thing. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, I know you've got a few ideas about what you would like to see sprouting up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love to garden. And for me, in the city, it's all container gardening, pretty much. And
yeah.
So, you know, the first thing I really want to talk about is just getting your soil ready.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you haven't taken care of the soil in your containers, and you've been doing this for a few years, they're probably depleted.
If I leave it out there and year after year after year...
You just keep abusing it pretty much.
Okay,
unfortunately.
So I've got it.
So
updated.
At the beginning of every planting season, I put all the soil on a big tarp.
Uh-huh.
And I mix in a bunch of compost, organic compost mm-hmm. that you can buy in the store. And a good ratio is 1/4 to compost to 3/4 soil.
Okay.
So try and mix that in. I also spread on a little bit of organic fertilizers, a very basic one, like an 8-8-8 or a 10-10-10. And if you don't know what those numbers are, it's basically nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium, which is in the fertilizer. And an organic product works really well. Then you can fill back your pots and really get ready to have a good time.
Yeah, and it's nice and loose. The soil is great
for the organic,
to take the
seeds.
Yeah,
the compost allows the plant, the roots to be able to find water, and it's really a good thing.
What kind of things are you looking at?
So I like to plant stuff that I either can't get readily or that when I get them, I'm not happy with them anyway.
Okay.
So, I mean, in terms of herbs, I love to plant this dwarf Greek basil.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I love the Genovese basil, and I like that to throw into things that I'm cooking. But you know how it's always difficult to prevent the leaves from bruising when you're trying to use them fresh?
Mm-hmm.
These dwarf, although it's a little harder to harvest, I use the leaves whole. They're very small. You don't have to cut them up. And it's a very intense plant. It grows very well. So you don't have to pick these big basil leaves and chop them up. You just throw the whole little tiny leaves into everything.
It's a microgreen.
It kind of is. Right.
Yeah.
Chives. I can never buy good chives in the store. They're always wilted. They're always broken at the ends. And they grow like crazy. They come up every year no matter how bad the winter is. And you can snip them throughout the summer and they just keep coming back. There's nothing better than fresh chives.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
The other thing I hate to do is clean thyme.
Mm-hmm.
So I plant thyme and I just pick off the ends.
The tender
little ends. Even if it's an inch down, you can chop those tender ends and not have to deal with these woody stalks.
Right.
And it's good for the plant. It encourages it to grow. So thyme in your backyard makes life easy.
It's a good way of pruning, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about plant some German chamomile and then pick the flowers and dry them and make your own tea?
Wow.
Chamomile is a great companion plant. It's known to attract bees and butterflies. It's very fragrant. It's great to have in your garden. Nasturtiums are another great sort of companion plant. The flowers go great in salads, but they fend off whitefly, which is something I have a lot of problems with in my backyard.
Yeah.
I get whitefly all the time. And then plant some mint. Like I plant this variety called lemon bergamot mint.
Oh, nice.
And mint loves a container. It actually likes containers with lots of surface area that aren't very deep, and it grows like a weed. So again, I pick it all through the summer and make tea out of it when I'm trying to relax in the evening.
And a lot of farmers are selling these things as baby plants,
so
you can buy them that way.
Or, you know, Barb at Landreth Seed Company is always great, and she's always a wealth of knowledge, so it's always fun to check her website out, too.
That's great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.